Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Raymond Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N. Raymond Norton is a 64-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 12-23-13. Scratch that. 12-23-22. Period. He stepped out of his booth and turned to wait on a car and hurt his left knee on a, while stepping on a 6-inch curb. Period. He went to Cape Regional Emergency Room the same day. Period. Further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Period. This was treated without injections or surgery. Period. Is no longer receiving any active care. Period. Mr. Norton admits to previously being diagnosed with arthritis in his knee without any precipitating injuries. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In the paragraph he did supply us was a neat summary of his medical history that will be attached here. Period. New paragraph medical records show he presented to orthopedist Dr. Frankel, F-R-A-N-K-E-L, on 1-2-23, period. He was referred for an MRI of the left knee, where this was performed at AMI on 1-11-23, and compared to left knee radiographs of 12-2-22, period. There was high-grade partial thickness radial tear of the medial meniscus at the posterior horn root junction, extending from the meniscal apex nearly to the peripheral red zone, red zone. There was loss of meniscal hoop strength with slight peripheral extrusion and moderate intrasubstance degeneration of the meniscal body and posterior horn segments. There was superficial fraying slash erosion of the cartilage at the inner posterior weight-bearing medial femoral condyle with induration of the posterior medial capsule of the knee. Patellofemoral condymulation with scattered areas of superficial chondral erosion slash fissuring along the apex of the median patellar ridge and across the medial patellar facet were also seen. He had deep chondral erosion and fissuring of the reciprocal central and lateral femoral trochlear cartilage. There was intact lateral meniscus, lateral compartment cartilage, cruciate, and collateral ligaments. There was a small knee joint effusion with small non-distended popliteal cyst. He had focal capsular synovial slash ganglion cyst formation at the posterior aspect of the knee and dissecting deep to the popliteus muscle. Paragraph, Mr. Norton followed up with Dr. Frankel on 3/29/23, period. He wrote Mr. Norton had been under his care for the left knee, period. He had occasional aching pain and swelling associated with mild underlying degenerative joint disease. Period. On 1/2/23, he returned with a new problem, period. He was standing at work and his left knee buckled out from under him with severe pain. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned MRI, period. On 1/17/23, Dr. Frankel recommended arthroscopic partial meniscectomy. Period. He understood the degenerative arthritis changes could not be definitively cured by arthroscopic intervention, but no meniscal tears contributing to instability that he reported by history could be expected to respond to arthroscopic intervention. Period. To his knowledge, the petitioner had not yet undergone his surgical procedure. Period. New paragraph. I'm going to change the sequence of these progress notes. He saw Dr. Frankel on 12/6/22 with a several-week history of left knee pain and swelling with no history of trauma. Period. Ibuprofen brought him not much relief. Period. History was remarkable for carpal tunnel release, multiple foot surgeries, Mohs surgery in the preauricular area, left neck lymph node biopsy, and right rotator cuff open repair on 4/18/19. but he also suffered from non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, GERD, diabetic neuropathy, dyslipidemia, obesity, squamous cell skin cancer, and gastroparesis. Period. Dr. Frankel noted he was taking numerous medications, including methylprednisolone and tramadol, pre-existing medications, did not incorporate any anti-inflammatories. Period x-rays of the left knee showed mild sparing of the patellofemoral joint consistent with mild degenerative joint disease. Period he was then accepted a corticosteroid injection uneventfully. Period. He continued to be seen, such as on 1-2-23. Period. He stated he was standing at work and his left knee buckled from severe pain. Period. He reported this to a supervisor, but workers' compensation claim was denied. Period. He was therefore treated with his health insurance. Period. This is the same knee that treated previously, leading to an MRI to be ordered before this recent event. Period. And underline that, before this recent event. Dr. Frankel diagnosed left knee medial meniscal tear and ordered an MRI of the knee. Period. The petitioner returned on 1-17-23. And they discussed the aforementioned surgery. Period. He did return on 4-4-23. Period. It remains his opinion that he is a candidate for arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy. Period. New paragraph. The plain x-rays of the left knee done on 12-2-22 were read as unremarkable. Period. He was seen at Cape Regional Urgent Care on 12-23-22. Period. He reported he had left knee pain associated with prolonged standing and walking. Period. He was walking up to a car and felt a pop in his left knee. Period. He was given a toradol injection and diagnosed with a left knee sprain. But he also had elevated blood pressure. Period. He was cleared to return to work effective 1-2-23. Period. He continues to be seen here. Scratch that. He was prescribed naproxen. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He explained that his wife is a nurse who works in Dr. Frankel's office. Period. He also asserts that he hurt his right knee about 2 weeks ago. Period. He hit it on a pump and fell backwards with loss of consciousness. Period. He did have x-rays, but no follow-up afterwards. Period. Extremities lower. Normal macro. Knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. And lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 12-23-22, Raymond Norton alleges to have injured his left knee at work. Period. There was no distinct traumatic event that occurred precipitating his symptoms. Period. He was already under the orthopedic care of Dr. Frankel for the same left knee. Period. He had undergone x-rays of that knee. on 12/2/22 period. He also was referred for an MRI of the left knee, but this was not performed until 1/11/23, but showed numerous signs of internal derangement. Brady did undergo a corticosteroid injection, but declined pursuing surgical intervention that was discussed. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion of the left knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. His gait was physiologic without a limp or antalgia. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, regardless of cause. Period. He clearly has underlying widespread degenerative changes throughout the left knee. Period. Combined with the absence of documented trauma, I cannot associate this assessment to the alleged event in question. Period. End.